Praise God, Debbie. Thank you. Well, the last several weeks, we've been at a teaching series called How to Be a Superhero. We have been focusing on biblical superheroes, trying to see and understand what trait we might be able to glean from them to help us maybe be a superhero as well, to live superhero lives. Well, first, we talked about David, and to be a superhero, David had us ask ourselves, as he faced Goliath with a dangerous faith. And so, do you have a dangerous faith? A faith in God, and not fear in your Goliaths, but a faith in God. A faith in God. Now, second, we learned from Paul that to be a superhero, you need to have focus and fortitude. And so, we ask ourselves, do you have focus and fortitude with what God is calling you to do in your life? Third, we celebrated Mary, and we ask ourselves, do you have Mary's faith and show the obedience she had to God's plan? Do you have that faith? Are you obedient to God's plan in that way? Last week, Cliff spoke of Joseph and his willingness to dream and his willingness to follow God's will that leads to freedom. And so, do you continue to dream in your life? Oh, Eric, I'm old. I don't dream. Do you dream? Do you continue to dream and follow God's will wherever it leads you? Well, today we're going to focus on Noah. And what can we glean from Noah's life in Scripture? What can we learn from Noah today that made him a biblical superhero? Well, to get us started today, we're going to read from Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Now, of course, my hope is that each of you bring your own Bible. So I ask that you get your Bible out or get the pew Bible that we offer and turn to Genesis 6. Now, those who may not be familiar with the Bible, where is Genesis, in the Old or the New Testament? The Old Testament. As a matter of fact, it's at the very beginning of the Old Testament. So if you would turn just a few pages into your Bible to the book of Genesis, chapter 6, we'll begin at verse 9. Once you find Genesis 6, I invite you to close your Bible on your finger, stand with me and raise that Bible high above your head. Let us say the Bible pledge together this morning loud and proud. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remain standing as we read together Genesis 6, verses 9 through 22. These are the descendants of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God, and Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its ways upon the earth. And God said to Noah, I have determined to make an end of all flesh, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. Now I am going to destroy them along with the earth. Make yourself an ark, Noah, of cypress wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and out with pitch. This is how you are to make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. Its width, 50 cubits. Its height, 30 cubits. Make a roof for the ark and finish it a cubit above, and put the door of the ark in its side. Make it with lower, second, and third decks. For my part, God said, I am going to bring a flood of waters to the earth to destroy from under heaven all flesh in which the breath of life, everything that is on the earth shall die. I will establish my covenant with you, and you shall come into the ark, you, your sons, your wife, and your sons' wives with you. And of every living thing, of all flesh, You shall bring two of every kind into the ark, to keep them alive with you. They shall be male and female, of the birds according to their kinds, and of the animals according to their kinds, of every creeping thing of the ground according to its kind. Two of every kind shall come into you to keep them alive. Also take with you every kind of food that is eaten, and store it up, and it shall serve as food for you and for them. Noah did this. He did all as God commanded him. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.